Thank you very much for to the delegation of Peru for the questions and the opportunity to expand on these two technologies that I haven't gone into details during the presentation. So with respect to the underwater robot, this is a sweet water robot. So we currently, we have deployed it in the lakes in Switzerland, and we have received requests for deployment in the in salty water. And there would need to be some changes to the technology in order to do so. We have currently deployed it with the Swiss Armed Forces, with the divers, the EOD divers from the Swiss Armed Forces in different lakes in Switzerland, in order to go and look at the sites, monitor the sites, take measurements. There is a gripper on the robot. It is using underwater GPS for location, for locating or tagging the ammunition underwater. It is using sonar for imagery, and it has also been equipped with a metal detector, which does work underwater in order to locate ammunition as well. So the company that we're working with, that, well, actually there is a spin-off that developed from this collaboration. It is called Tetis Robotics, and they have just brought out the first product on the market, which is currently being evaluated also by the armed forces for the use in Switzerland. And then getting to the second, moving on to the second question regarding the excavators. So the excavators have been used on different sites in Switzerland. It hasn't been deployed abroad yet. Here again, there is a spin-off called Gravis Robotics, which has evolved during our partnership. And they have designed, and now it's also on the market, have designed this interface for the teleoperation and also the teleoperating stand. And they have also developed this fully autonomous deployment of these excavators. And we have deployed them in very challenging areas in the Swiss mountains as well. So there are former shooting ranges which are being renaturated, and they can only be accessed for 1 or 2 months in the year when there is no snow. And the walking excavator, so we have two, we have the walking excavator and the caterpillar excavator. And so the walking one is really good in difficult terrain. And that one will be tested again. So this is the third mission in a few weeks' time, in order to remove some contaminated soil with potential UXOs on former shooting ranges in Switzerland. Does that answer your questions? Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jay.